Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. President Ruto launched the 170 billion Kenyan shillings Nairobi-Nakuru Now Summit Road, touting its debt-free financing. Meanwhile, by-election results saw UDA secure wins in Malava and Bere North, while ODM won Magarini and Ugunja. DP Gachagua's party claimed 3 county assembly seats but alleged state interference in the Malava and Bere North polls. Senator Charangi interpreted these by-election results as a positive sign for Ruto's 2027 re-election bid. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only 2 women out of 181 contenders participated in the ongoing by-elections, prompting activists to demand urgent electoral reforms. Chaos erupted in Bere North constituency amidst voter bribery accusations as IEBC confirms winners in various contested areas.
In business,
reforms focusing on opening markets in electricity and professional services could add over 77.7 billion Kenyan shillings to Kenya's GDP, despite concerns over government's role in KenGen and state-owned sugar mills distorting competition. Mars Wrigley invests 4.3 billion shillings in a new sugar-free gum line in Kenya.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online Kenyan.com.